There you go, guys. Just give you almost a minute's intro of some old fucking Led Zeppelin video I just found there. I tell you what's cool about this. This guys, I have to like this is what your life is like when you do comedy, and you've given up on a real job. And I don't even think it's a laziness thing. It's like you can't physically go and do like a regular job once you've experienced any sort of comedy lifestyle. Do that deliberately, that slurp, because when you hear people drink and eat on podcasts, it's gross. Even when they're trying to do it quietly. So I just go way overboard and make it extra disgusting. Cool. That's what I'm saying. Like you fucking you don't have a regular job, so sometimes you find yourself googling, Led Zeppelin videos at fucking 8:45 in the morning. What can you do? The reason that if you're on YouTube, go to type in Led Zeppelin, Dazed and Confused, and then it's like in brackets, London 1969, good quality. 72,000 hits. But see when it gets to about 450, the cuts are unbelievable. And if you think about it, someone had to cut that back in the, you can't, I don't know why I'm talking you through it on a fucking audio podcast, but like back in the day, you would have had to cut that on actual film, which makes it even more impressive. That'd be hard to do in fucking Final Cut Pro these days. So this is a bonus podcast. I'm recording it on Saturday, the fucking 20th of June. I'll tell you why. Oh shit. I'll tell you why. I'm going to Glastonbury on what is it? Early Wednesday morning, right? So I'm gonna have to be down at girlfriend Maureen's house where the internet isn't powerful enough to fucking send a tweet, let alone upload a podcast. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna just upload one now, just upload one today, and if you get a minute, why don't you just listen to it on Tuesday and be like, oh, I know there isn't one out on Tuesday, but there already was one out. Fuck it, I'll listen to it. Look at me acting like anyone's gonna give a shit if there's no podcast. And they'll do one when I come back. There you go. That's my reason for fucking being here right now. Is it exciting? No. Is the battery gonna shit itself here? Why don't you check before you start recording, Colin, you fucking dickhead? Don't have a real job working on a Saturday. Don't even worry about it. What am I doing today? Packing away the flat. We're gonna move out of this fucking flat. What's this outside now? A fucking digger, you son of a bitch. Yeah, we're gonna move out of the flat. All a very last minute thing. This has been our actions in the last week where, girlfriend Maureen has been slightly pissed off at her job. And I'm the worst person to be around when it comes to, someone needing reassured. Like, you go, do you know what? It's quite difficult at the minute, but maybe if you stick at it and grind through it, eventually it'll become easier and, you get a better position and blah, blah. I'm not that person. If someone's like, oh, I had a bit of a rough day today, I'll be like, fuck it, quit the job. You know what I mean? Open a puppy farm. Not the nasty one, just a nice puppy farm while the puppies run around. That's me. I'm not sure if fuck it, just don't do it then. Which isn't, sometimes it's a great attitude and then sometimes it's terrible. But there really is no point in doing anything that makes you unhappy. Unless it's part of the process of getting you somewhere where you'd like to be, you know what I mean? You want to be a good comedian? Go and do some of the fucking most cringeworthy, soul-destroying gigs you'll ever do. Is it enjoyable? No. Do you wake up in cold sweats going, oh God, did that really happen? You go, yep, it really happened. But the payoff is you do enough of them, and then all of a sudden you start to get quite good, and then you go, oh shit, I can actually get laughs out of people. And then you decide to write new material, and there's difficulty in that as well, where it takes a minute to get the material is good, and then all of a sudden you're getting new laughs and you're like, holy shit, I'm getting better at this. But the journey is fucking a nightmare. Unless you're doing those sort of unpleasant things. You know what I mean? I go to jiu-jitsu. Did you walk in and start tapping people? No. Do I tap people now? Rarely. But you go in and you go, I'd like to learn how to do this. And then strangers strangle the fuck clean out of you for, you know, weeks. And all you're doing is learning how to delay the fucking kill. You know, first day you go in, guy taps you fucking 4 times a minute. You know what I'm saying? 6 months down the line, it's a bit more of a dogfight, but he'll probably still get you because he's been at it for 2 years. You know what I mean? It's one of those things. I had a mate who I used to work with. He's big in the martial arts. Said to me, I think he does normal jiu-jitsu, traditional jiu-jitsu and Krav Maga and all sorts of stuff. High level in both of those things, as far as I know. He's like, was gonna go down to BJJ, goes down, text me or message me after. Pretty much got raped by everyone. And I was like, don't even worry about it, everyone's the fucking same. What's your point, Colin? Getting back to it. You know, this is my Saturday motivational fucking speech. See, if you're not into something, fuck it. Who gives a shit? What are you gonna do? Be like, oh man, I spent ages at that and I don't even fucking know if it was worth it. I've done that loads of times. Uni. You know? When I was done with school and uni, I was completely ready to leave both of them. I was like, is that uni over? Fuck this shit. Get away from this fucking dump. Doing a course that was more or less a waste of fucking time. Other than the fact, you know, someone let me make a fucking video. And I was like, oh, do you know what? Making videos is alright. You know, fast forward a load of years and you're in fucking arguments with the BBC going, I was making videos for fun then. And now you're making me, you still think I'm going to be making them for fun, huh? Colin Love's making a video. Let him make it. Incorrect. You're not paying me enough money. There's negotiations. Now they're paying an okay amount of money. For what they were, you know, for what they needed. So after my last podcast, which Shane Todd dubbed the most dark podcast he's heard of mine, which I wasn't even aware of at the time. I suppose it goes to show you whatever sort of mood you're in when you're talking to yourself is fairly evident when it comes across. You know? But, yeah, so the BBC show is back on. Which is handy because the stuff that I had planned and written to do in it are going to be a lot of fun. Very fun times. So it should be good. Basically, I was given off that I wasn't being paid enough money to do all this work. Then they basically said, let me pay you more money than we're going to pay you. And then you don't have to do the extra work at all. And I went, now we're talking. Colin, you're such a diva. Yep. Give me a Snickers. Shut up, my asshole. Anyway. Yeah, so the BBC thing's back on. That's exciting, isn't it? Let me just plug Lavery's Comedy Club, which is on the 1st of July, which is in and around when we're going to start filming this motherfucker. Motherfucker! 1st of July, Mickey Bartlett's previewing his Edinburgh preview show. Nope. He's previewing his Edinburgh Fringe show at Lavery's Comedy Club. Lavery's Comedy Club favourite, Mickey Bartlett. We don't know who's going to support yet. We'll see. Just get a bunch of dudes. There's a select group of people in Belfast now where it's like, you can get any of them and be like, yeah, everyone's going to like them. So there you go. Also tonight, if you can listen to this quick enough and you're in the Oma area, give, the Struel Arts Centre a ring and see if there's any tickets left to see Aaron McCann. The wee Aaron McCann man. Well, we're going to go to your gig, mate. But we think you'll do okay by yourself. Rory Woods is going down. The support, I forget who else, it might be Terry Keyes. It's going to be a great night. he's going to do very well, even though he's 20 or something. Which is ridiculous that he sold out a fucking theatre in his hometown. I don't know how many seats it is, hundreds. But fair play to him. And if you're in Oma, go to that tonight. I was going to go, mate, but in the words of me right now, I've seen it. I've seen your material before, mate. You'll be alright. Who gives a fuck? You'll do alright. You don't need anyone there watching you. You'll be alright, mate. Smashing it. Where will I be, you ask? I'll be at And So I Watch You From Afar, playing the Mandela Hall, which is great. Do you ever go to a gig in a different city or something and you're like, fuck's sake, you know, it's like, you know, all the hotels here, and then how the fuck are we getting the way across the town to this other gig, and then the gig's over late and you're like, how do you get back from this shithole? And then you get in a taxi with you and your mate, and you're, the taxi does a shortcut and it's cost 40 quid, and you're like, I'd off, well, if I'd have known, I could have fucking walked that, you son of a bitch. So, you know, not in this case. Not in this case. You go, let's drink a load of beer in my house and then walk, you know, a matter of fucking, as a vomit in my mouth, a matter of meters down the fucking road and go to see And So I Watch You From Afar. Oh, where I'm gonna fucking know every bastard at it, probably. What can you do? Good times. So the plan this weekend is go to And So I Watch You From Afar, go to my house tomorrow for Father's Day, cook my dad some sort of dinner, eat it awkwardly, talk about nothing other than money, probably, and then leave for another fucking 6 months. As my sister texts me. My sister texted me last night going, Dad's listening. My dad got one of those, Bose speakers, like the Beats Pill, but it's the Bose version, so it shits all over it. And you can plug it in the TV, and you can charge it up, and it's portable. And my sister texts me going, Dad's playing Paramore through the, on his wee speaker. And I was like, that's hilarious. Isn't it weird that, like, I've just become aware of how echoey this room is with no stuff in it, because I've been packing it up to get the fuck out of here. Isn't it weird how, you know, like, age changes what's cool? You know, like, the older you get, you're not in touch with what's relevant. Not what's relevant, just what's cool to be into. So, like, you know, you're not hanging about with a load of kids who are saying, Jesus Christ, they're shit and blah, blah, these ones are cool and whatever. You just kind of listen to the song and go, that's fucking good, mate. So my dad doesn't know that Paramore is reserved for fucking 14-year-old emo girls. But he hears a song, he hears a fucking song when he's pushing 50. Like, mate, that's an absolute fucking tune there. Fair play. Same thing happened last time I was speaking to my uncle when he was over from England. And what was the band? What was the fucking band? It wasn't Keane, but it was something like that. And he's like, yeah, what do you think of Keane? And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, mate? Who listens to Keane? But then, you know, he's a bit older. He's not hanging about with people, you know, that are fucking my age or younger. I'm getting on like I'm young, you know, but like, you know, 18 to 25 year olds here saying, well, dude, you wouldn't even listen to fucking Keane. But if you listen to it, you know, away from all the fucking, all the slagging it would get, you probably go, that's not a bad song. Much like last week when I went, what the fuck is that tune? I quite like that. Shazam it. Oh, it's only Justin Bieber and Skrillex, mate. Don't even worry about it. Did you? By the way, me and Shane Todd were filming, we called it Humans of NI. And it's all the characters based. And I thought we were going to knock it out in a day. It's going to actually take a bit fucking longer. We're going to do basically all the characters that we've ever done. Um, all the characters we've ever done, sort of in a Humans of New York style, like, you know, what does Northern Ireland mean to you type of thing. And we filmed up at the Peace Wall for his character, Keith Cruz, the dodgy fucking manager type guy. And, you know, spoiler alert, he basically beatboxed kind of this tune. Funny. But I did the same with this. I was like, that's a fucking tune. And I wasn't even into the singing or the I was more into the just that wee beat beneath it. And then I Googled or Shazammed it and was like, oh, it's fucking Bieber. Take back what I just said. Bieber. What a chode. Listen to this. It's that bit beneath it. Boom, 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 boom. Like a Bieber carrying a guitar, like he knows what to do with it. Shut the fuck up. Shut your face. It's a tune, mate. I mean, I don't know. Is Bieber good? I don't even know. I don't even know a song. Like, what's a Justin Bieber? Welcome to the new section. Get us Google's Bieber. Like, what are his songs? Justin Bieber, Confident versus Chance the Rapper. Chance the Rapper. From what I've heard of him, he's shite. Let me see. Baby featuring Ludacris. A billion hits. Look at him there, all innocent. I mean, where's the Ludacris bit? Luda! Oh, yeah. I wonder if someone like, now Ludacris, don't say fuck around this wee boy, cause, or girl, or whatever he is, because I don't know how he's gonna fucking react. What was I talking about? Yeah, the plan is, and so I watch it from afar, go for dinner tomorrow, probably listen to some Paramore in the background of this fucking dinner, and then go to jiu-jitsu tomorrow night, since I didn't get to go fucking last night, which is very upsetting. Speaking of boy girls, why is everyone losing their mind over this Ruby Rose girl? Is it because she's in fucking the only way is black is orange, is Essex. Orange is the New Black. Which is the... I tried to watch that shit, me and Maureen. It was wank. It was fucking terrible. It's like half fucking Scrubs, half... You can't be like all jovial in prison. There needs to be way more murder, and it's not good crack at all. You know what I'm saying? And there's probably not that many hot people. And then this fucking Ruby Rose, everyone's like, oh, mate, sexy fucking androgynous lesbian boy. So? She's not, I mean, I don't know what the... Who gives a fuck? Oh my god, have you seen her? She's stunning. Yep, I've seen her. Now what? What happens now? Oh mate, have you seen her when she's wearing like a man's tux and has a fucking Beckham haircut? Oh my god, mate. Got a big veiny staff down my leg. Oh. Who cares? Ugh. Ignore that noise, like I didn't just spit the rest of the coffee in the cup because it felt like there was something in the coffee. Let's move on, Colin. Let's move on. Ruby Rose. The new section. Ruby Rose, would she get... I love talking. I love the way men do that. Mate, I wouldn't book fucking... See that... the fat one from fucking... Little Mix? You're like, mate, if the fucking ugly one from Little Mix was in here, she'd be the hottest girl in the room. You know what I mean? With all these other rank bitches. With their fake tan rubbing off on their fucking dresses here. What do you hear this? We went to Tesco's last night and on Lisburn Road, and I was fucking dying for a piss. because I'd just been in town, which I have to tell you what happened in town because you won't even believe it. We go up to Lisburn Road and park in the bottom car park thing, and I was like, right, come on the fuck. I was like, will I hold the piss till we do the shopping? And then I was like, no, I have to piss now. So I go in the toilet, which is in the bottom car park, shut the door behind me, have a piss, go to wash my hands, and there's like a razor on the fucking, like a women's pink razor with full on pubes on it. Not like, you know, I'm late, I need to fucking like shave my armpits or something. And it was like full, long, wiry pubes. And I don't know what, under what circumstance would you be like, why would you need to shave? I'm presuming, like, what are the options here? Here's the options, right? Somebody did really quickly need to, like, shave long, wispy hair out of their pits. I doubt that was the case. If you've let them get that long, you're not going to give a shit. Other option, maybe a dude did totally shave his beard with a lady razor. Other option, someone is like a prostitute or so. I don't know what the fuck, I don't know what was going through my head. Like, who's going, right, are we going out tomorrow night? No sweat. And they were like, right, I'm just going to go to Tesco's and get a carry out. And then someone, they checked their fucking Tinder and it got a wee swipe. And they're like, no, this is what they've done. They've got ready at their own house. They got ready at their own house. They're like, I'm coming now, Teresa. And I'm just going to grab a bottle of fucking Prosecco. Out of Tesco's here. And it'll come over. And then they've went to Tesco's all done up. Someone's went. They've been on Tinder and it's like, hey, sexy woman. Where are you going tonight? Me too. Let's for sure get a bucking in. And she's went, oh my God. I can't be doing any bucking because my fucking downstairs looks like an absolute, just like a fucking, I don't know what's really condensed hair, like a bison's head, like a bison's forehead. No, something else. It looks like a fucking, just a full guinea pig just sitting there. I need to shave it. What do you do? I can't shave at Teresa's house. You can't shave your puss at someone else's house. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll grab some fucking, some wee razors here and I'll nip. Excuse me. Have you a toilet here? Yes, it's just downstairs. No problem, thank you. Down there, set your bottle of Prosecco in the corner where you're fucking 40 Lambert. And then, I don't know how the logistics of shaving your puss in the sink of a toilet goes, but that I guess that's what happened. There you go. Oh! Cut it. I've slipped my lip open. So that's, you know, just throwing some ideas out there. Anyway, before that, I'm in town. Maureen was getting out of work, 6:45. I was like, right, here's what I'll do. I got a new phone, which I don't even want to talk about, to be honest. I had an iPhone, which was falling apart, and I got pissed off with the iPhone so much. And I was like, and then I played with someone else's phone, which was a Windows phone. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to get a Windows phone. Got it. And then, do you know when you just, you have it there and you're like, don't know about this now. It's not quite as quick. It's difficult to figure out. It might be all right once I put a fucking 32 gig card in it and I can put loads of music and videos and shit, you know, shit like that. Take a load of video. So I go to town and I'm like, I don't know what I was thinking. Then I'm in town, you know, at like 6:00 and I'm surprised that everything's shut. I'm like, what is going on with this fucking town? Obviously it shuts at 6 every fucking Friday night, but for some reason I was like, why is this shut right now? First of all, they've every right to be shut. It's Friday night. But second of all, be open. It's Friday night. You know what I mean? I thought late nights were like, I know it's Thursday, but fuck it. Why not Friday? You can't stay open to fucking 8 or something? So I'm walking around town going, there's literally nowhere for me to buy one of these fucking memory cards. Argos, which I was banking on, it's closed. Eason's, Jessup, the whole fucking load was shut. Game was open. So they'd have like a second-hand phone bit. And I was like, I'm going to go in here, see if they have a memory card for a phone. As I'm walking towards Game, I've headphones in, so I wasn't fully aware of what was going on. I look over. There's a load of people staring in one direction. Not at one direction, but in a particular direction. And I was like, hold on, what the fuck's going on? And there was like a load of people piled on one guy. And I was like, is this a fight? Or are they beating the shit out of that guy? Or what's going on? And then moved around a bit more. And there was a girl kind of on her back with a guy over. The guy looked like he had her in like side control. But he was actually just sort of protecting her and leaning over her face. Obviously to hear what she was saying or whatever. So I could only assume that like the dude has like smacked the girl. And by the way, you don't want to judge people, but they were full scale fucking scumbags. You know what I mean? They're probably in some fight over like fucking drink money. Eh, the bad fucker. Yet they're wearing a £110 pair of fucking Nike Air Max. Wise up, mate. All I can imagine that, or all I can guess that happened is that he smacked her and she's unconscious, and then a load of people were like, what the fuck are you doing? And they've just piled on this guy and fucking tried to keep him there, and you can hear people screaming like that. You can hear him going, let me fucking up. And you're going, what a lovely city. So then I go around and meet Maureen. Oh, by the way, I go into this coffee shop for a couple of minutes. Because I thought my time would be taken up, you know, buying a fucking memory card. Clearly I can't buy it anywhere. So I'm like, fuck me, I have to wait about half an hour here. I go to a coffee shop. I sit down, and then there was a lot of police everywhere. And there's police come in. And this is where I might lose half of my listeners. And I don't know, it didn't, not that it freaked me out. It was just like odd to see. There was three cops come in. And one of them was like, I'm trying to think of someone as camp. I can't even. It was like, it's beyond even an impression I could do. And I'm not saying, I don't know what I'm saying. It's not wrong or whatever. However, just odd to see. Just like three police come in and one of them is like taking the piss out of this other one. Like, she wouldn't. I can't even do it. I can't even. It was like Graham Norton times 50. He's just like, unless there were strippers, I don't know. What's wrong? You couldn't think a fucking gay dude can be a cop? That's not what I'm saying. How do you know he was even gay? Listen, come on now. He's like,
he was making fun of the girl. Because he's like, shush. She's hardly going to pay for the coffee, says yeah. She doesn't pay for nothing.
And that's about as much as I can go, as far as I can go with that. But all I'm saying is, I've seen a really, really camp policeman, which I enjoyed. So, there you go. I just like to think, when he's arresting someone, it freaks them out a bit more. You know what I mean?
Get in the fucking grind.
What?
Get in the fucking grind. You dick. Legs apart.
I don't know what was. I don't know why I found it weird. Listen, you'd have found it weird too. Fuck you. It's not what you're expecting. Oh, you and your fucking stereotypes. I didn't make up stereotypes. It's society's fault. 30 minutes. I haven't even got any questions today. So I got the Windows phone, which is going to make a lovely sort of doorstop at some stage. Yeah, I give it about 2 months before I fuck it out the window. In fact, I've had it 2 days and I'm kind of like, don't know about this at all. If anyone has a Windows phone and feels like telling me where is a good place to listen to podcasts, fire away. There's just certain things on it are annoying. Like, I download Gmail and I'm like, you know, they're all sort of weird, like, you know, I don't know what their deal is with Google and fucking Windows and whatever, but you download Gmail and you're like, why is this thing not telling me that I'm getting emails? And then you click a button, do you want to purchase push notifications? And you're like, hold on a fucking minute. The idea of the smartphone is that I can do my emails and shit on it. And the phone doesn't tell me that I get a fucking email. Suck my dick. And I have to pay for it to go, bloop, you have a fucking email. Fuck off, Windows. You've 30 days to send that back. I might just fucking send it back now. Piece of shit. I might now that I've said that out loud. The grass is always greener, guys, isn't it? Oh, why? So the girl gets knocked out. Jumping back and forth here like fucking, like some ADD lunatic. Which I'm convinced I have. The girl gets knocked out. I'm like, fuck me. Go around and meet Maureen after witnessing fucking the super camp cop. Meet her. We are heading home. We come around the corner at like Dublin Road Cinema. Everyone's staring at something else. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Look over. Two people, like full chavs, full spides, just scooping, two girls scooping this other girl off the floor, you know, like big fucking wheel tail thong up the back. What is that look? Do you remember that was supposed to be sexy for a minute, where you could take your fucking G-string way above, and it's always like, it's always that weird fucking, who's this from now, messaging me? It's always that fucking weird spied arse, isn't it? That long, thin arse that nobody needs to see. With the fucking giant wheel tail at the top. They're picking this girl off the floor who has like sick all down the front of her, and she's wearing white jeans, which is never a good look. Terrible choice of things to wear when you're gonna book all over them. And you're like, this is like 7 o'clock at night, you're scooping her off the floor. We're still looking over her shoulders a bit going up the road. What the fuck is going on? Outside this kebab shop on Dublin Road, some dude in a tracksuit, again, I'm not judging, full-scale spied scumbag. He's like wiping blood off his face, but trying not to get it on his tracksuit, so he's wiping it on his hand, and then wiping it on a tree. There's like a tree outside a kebab shop, and he's like, you're like, you clearly just got smacked like a couple of minutes ago. And you know what I was saying? He's like, what in the name of fuck is going on in this town? There's women being knocked out. There's fuck, some dude's just been smacked. She's boking all over herself. Someone's fucking emergency shaving their quim in the toilets in Tesco's. Fucking take me home to eat guacamole in peace. You know? Unreal. Absolutely fucking nuts. And then I wrote up a status about it on Facebook and everyone's like, yeah, that's just Belfast, dude, isn't it? That's just Belfast. You do see, you do see some fucked up shit, though, in towns. And usually the bigger the town, the more weirdos there are. What the fuck? So, yeah. Very fucking strange. Did you just get through Game of Thrones yet? Am I allowed to fucking spoil it for you? If you haven't seen it, turn this off. If you have seen it, I'm going to talk about the bits I remember. I tell you what. They're cunts, aren't they? Those Game of Thrones ones. They keep you waiting through just nothing. Just fucking shite and nothing for ages. And then episode 8, mental. Them fucking white bastards come out of the fucking hills and attack the place, and the big fucking giant, he's smacking them with the sticks and all this other shit, and then oh man, it's insane. And then Dinklage and the other boy who talks like that, Khaleesi, for sure, show me your little titties. You know, they get fucking scooped up, and then there's a fight, and all these assassin cunts come in trying to kill people, and then the dragon comes back and rescues your woman, and fucking, oh, and then what's her name, Cersei or something, Cersei, the Ma, the fucking queen one, anyway. Joffrey's da, she fucking gets like arrested, and they, you know, for bucking all around her, bucking her brother, just bucking everyone. No one knows the fucking difference back in them days. Just bucking anything that moves. Although it would have been good if Jamie with his one arm came back and fucking stuck a wee strap on and blasted her up the shitter with it on his hand. Good times. Although his dick still works, so I don't know why he'd be using his hand. But anyway, yeah, she gets arrested for being adulterous and being an absolute slut, banging her brother. See what it did there? Called her a slut, didn't say anything about him banging his own sister. Who gives a shit? And then, you know, they cut her hair off and walk her through the town like, you know, shame, shame, just walking behind her, shame, fully naked, blurred out, walking the whole way down, which apparently was a stunt double because she was pregnant or something at the time. And then someone else was put on, they were like, listen, you can't get that past me, I know my tits. Sure enough, it was a stunt double because you can see her tits in like different films and you're like, isn't it weird that you catch someone out on their tits? Here, how dare you pretend they're not your real tits? I've seen you in a different film. It just seems like if you're an actress, at some stage, you'll get your tits out. It's inevitable that you will get your tits out. And you can't name a fucking celebrity. You can't name a celebrity where you can't just Google blah blah blah, blah tits and then fucking see them. You know? Am I a pig? Yes. And then sure enough at the end, just to ruin it for you all, doesn't fucking all the Night's Watch come back and be like, right, Jon Snow, come here, have we fucking word with you here, mate? Knife, knife. That's for slagging off Belfast. Knife, more knives. And that was it. Over. Over. It's all over. It's over. I hate those. They're so fucking frustrating, them programs. Breaking Bad was the same. Oh, nothing happens for ages. And then right before the credits roll, oh my god, bit of action. Well, I'm gonna have to watch the next one now. Yeah, Colin, that's how they keep you watching, you fucking stupid bitch. You're not gonna put the best bit at the start, are they? I don't care. I don't remember any of it anyway. Fuck it. I don't know how long this podcast is going to last without questions. I tell you what's weird, what happened the other week, right? People, I love them. Anytime someone stops and talks to me, they're always like, I take it you're sick of cunts coming up to you. Asking you stupid shit, and you're like, you are the 120,000th person that's went, are you sick of people coming up to you asking you, are you sick of people coming up to you asking you that you're sick of people coming up to you asking you stupid shit? And it's odd because you're like, whatever, I don't really care. But then you do get asked to do some very bizarre shit. You know, there was a guy in Oma. I don't know whether he listens to this podcast or not. I'm not going to fucking slag him. But I am a bit. You know, he sent me a message. Here, see, you're doing a gig in Sally's in Oma. On the festival. Before it, will you come in and get a photo for the barbershop wall? And I was like, mate, I have no hair. Why the fuck would it make... It's not like you're going to give me a free haircut. And then I'm going to be like, cheers, mate. And then the photo goes on the fucking wall. You want me to go out of my way to go to your fucking shop? Walk in. All right, mate, it's me. Do you want to get that photo now? Ka-chick. Sweet. Put that on the wall and have to explain why it's there. Oh, there's your man. Did you shave his head? No, he shaved his own head at a hotel. Unreal. Why is he in the picture? Dunno. thought it would be cool. You know? And then I'm around at fuck. And I keep going on about it. The time we're in Nando's, was she and Todd with the fucking wings. Can you do a tweet about Nando's? And you're like, oh really? Nando's needs help selling fucking overpriced chicken, does it? I think you're doing alright, mate. Considering I just paid £19 for a chicken thigh. You fucking nuts. Todd, absolutely, what do you want? Do you have a Nando's fucking sombrero I'll wear around the place? I was in this fucking... I was in this place. And, it's hilarious, because this happened whenever I was talking about that BBC show, and I was like, listen, I can't do... You know, everyone's worked for ages, made videos, done gigs, plugged away, and eventually there's, like, this TV project, which is pretty vague, and no one really quite knows what's going on, and then you get offered money that's fucking just borderline embarrassing. This is at the time when I turned it down. I was like, why is this? Why has everyone waited so fucking long for some sort of TV shit to come along? And then it comes along and then it's a nightmare. It's not an enjoyable fucking process at all. And this is during that time. We met up with Rory Woods, Woodylicious, right? And Woodsylicious. And we went to get a coffee. And the place we were sitting in, we sat outside and we ordered our coffees or whatever. And a guy comes out, and don't get me wrong, I appreciate that someone would even think like this. But the guy goes, I was just going to say to you there, if we give you some or your beverages for free there, would you mind coming in and doing a wee video in the cafe that we can put on our Facebook? And I was like, I'd really rather not, mate. And he goes, oh, no worries, I understand. Anyway, enjoy your drinks there on the house. And I was like, no, I'll pay for the drinks, mate. Do you know what I mean? If you're going to give me free drinks, by offering someone a free drink, right, you either have to go, here, do you want free drinks forever? Because guess what's going to happen? If you order someone a free drink, or if you give someone a free drink, they're going to be like, come on round to this place. They give you free drinks. And then you go round the second time, they're like, yeah, that's, you have to pay for them drinks now. And you're like, oh, but the last guy said that it was free. And they're like, nah, I don't care. So I said to the guy, no, honestly, I fucking appreciate it. And all like, we'll pay for the drinks, don't worry. But thank you very much anyway. No worries. And then I go in to pay. And this is exactly why I don't like this shit. I don't like people giving you things, because then you sort of have, you know what I mean, you're in their debt to a certain extent. Not you don't owe them your fucking life, but that's why I don't like free shit. You know, don't get me wrong, if someone fucking sent me like one of their band t-shirts or something, I'd be like, yeah, fucking right, I'll wear that. But it's not like, you know, do you want to make a video for our thing? We'll tag you in it. And I know you have a certain amount of people on Facebook, but if we tag you, can we get extra people on our Facebook because you got a free fucking cappuccino? Nah, mate, that's... no. And I'm not... I've turned it down many times, so I'm not going to fucking do it for you, no offence. So we go... And this is... Like I was going to say, this is why I don't like free shit, because I go in. I was like, hey, can I pay for those drinks now? Girl goes, yes. And then she turns to the other one and like, we're standing right in front of her, does this under the breath type of shit, like, and then there's the one, let me get the rain drink. And the other girl looks at me, then Rory Woods, then goes, I think no way. She turns around, yes, our boss has informed us that your drinks are on the house today. And I was like, nah, don't worry about it, we'll just pay for them. She goes, no, honestly, they're on the house, it's not very often he gives away free things, he must be a big fan or something. And I was like, right, fuck, all right. And I was like, do you know what, I was like, just take the money and put it in the fucking tip jar or something. And she was like, oh, we'll just give it to fucking such and such, he served you. So we gave the girl the money, and I was just like, right, just take it. You can't be fucking, I don't know, I just feel weird about taking shit off people. then we're walking down the street, and I'd noticed there's a barber's just down from where we were sitting. One of the guys was out the front of it, just staring up at us. Me and Woodsylicious the whole fucking time. And as we walked down, walked past, and then I hear him going, "Colin!" And I was like, "Oh, yes, mate." And he goes, "You want to come... round two of this shit, do you want to come in and get a photo in the fucking... in the barber's here?" And I was like, "Mate, I have no hair. There is no point in me being in a photo in a fucking barber's in the slightest. You know, I know you've got photos of fucking the Blame Game lads and fucking Jimmy Nesbitt when he goes in to get his fucking wig powdered. But that's because they're in getting their hair cut. You know what I mean? You do it for free. Whatever. You don't fucking, you can't, I'm not going to go in your shop, take a photo, and then you put it up on your Facebook. Oh, guess what dopey cunt was in here? And then like, you get tagged in it. Guess what dopey cunt was in here, didn't get a fucking free haircut or anything, and just took a photo and then left. And I was like, no, you can get a photo in the street. Why would you not do it in the shop? Because it doesn't make sense, mate. It goes back to the time when fucking, I was down at girlfriend Maureen's house, and, you know, rang the Chinese. Give him a name for the collection. He obviously went, "Ah, it's your man goes out with her who lives locally." We go in and he goes, "Mate, hold that thing there." And I was like, "What? Hold this e-cigarette and let me get a photo." "Why?" "Because we're going to put it on our Facebook page. Me and my mate sell these." I was like, "Do you think I'm fucking retarded, mate? I stopped smoking fucking without anything. And you're going to make me flog fucking e-cigarettes for free? That is not how it works, mate. At all. Do you think when they go to, you know, what other fucking stupid ads have I seen? Like Frank Mitchell doing one for Optilaser or where they fucking laser your eyeballs out? He's like, "I had my eyes done and it was fucking class." Now, I guarantee you he got his eyes done for fucking free and then he got paid a fee to do it. Am I comparing myself to the greatness of a Frank Mitchell? Absolutely not. This is how it works. You know, the reason you want someone in to take a photo is so that you can go, "Look who fucking got their hair cut in here." Now you can't go, "Look who got his hair cut. Look who got his beard." Oh no, he doesn't really have a beard either. "Look who came in here to get his fucking back straight razored the whole way down." Jesus Christ. Fucking wise up. "Have you got a chip on your shoulder, Colin?" "Yes, I do. Don't make me talk about the time I made the fucking video for Boojum." "Oh, did I say their name?" "For Make-A-Wish, promoting their fucking breakfast burritos that they were going to sell and all the profits went to fucking Make-A-Wish. And they're like, "No, we can't use that, they're swearing in it." And you're like, shut the fuck up, will you? I'm going to see how many hits that has right now. And this is back in the day. This is back in the day when people actually went on YouTube. There are 10 people, one question, which was a parody, and mine's top of the list. 87,000 hits. Is that a lot? No, not on a global scale, but... And they were all pretty quick, but it's like... That was supposed to be to promote their fucking stuff. And they could have had that coverage. What's wrong with... You know, I'm sure a lot of people would have went to fucking Boojum and got a breakfast burrito just for the crack. Like, sure, we'll go and buy one of these and it's going to make a wish. And they're like, "Nah, we can't take that because it's got bad words in it." Why don't you take the fucking coverage that it's going to get, then delete it? Unbelievable. Or, like, it could have even been, like, we don't even mention the charity, but we just say it's for charity or something like that. I don't know. That pissed me off. Can you re-edit that? No! Not for free, you fuckwit! I'm doing this for free. Don't ask me to do it unless you don't want it done the way I would fucking do it. You know what I'm saying? They're sneaky bastards, them ones. That's what you do, guys. you put your counter directly as you go in the door, so there's no choice but the queue outside, and then it looks like you're always busy. Not bad, not a bad idea. My God. Have I something else to talk about? I have to end on something cheerier than that shit. What about them ones being this is supposed to be a half hour podcast, we're at 51 fucking minutes. Jesus Christ. Oh, what was I going to talk about? Why them ones being shot in America? Come on, there must be something. I'm going to have to do like a Russell Howard's Good News where it's just shite for an hour and then I end on something uplifting. Look at this. Charleston shooting. Black and Muslim killers are terrorists and thugs. Why are white shooters called mentally ill? Well, because it's different types of... It's different types of violence and murder, isn't it? You know, you got this white cunt who is clearly a racist, which he's obviously learned from people around him. You know, he's wearing two badges on his shirt. One was from, like, apartheid fucking Africa, South Africa, and the other one was, like, a Rhodesian flag before it became... What did Rhodesia become? Let's Google it. Rhodesia is what the fuck is Zimbabwe? Let me see. Oh, they actually have a fucking breakdown of it here. Let me read this out to you. So this guy that shot everyone in the fucking church was clearly a fucking racist, and there's a picture of him with a jacket. So Rhodesia, let me see. Used to be Zimbabwe. It was very racist. Akin to apartheid South Africa. Came sort of... Alright, it was obviously run by like just a bunch of whites. And a lot of white supremacists are like, back in the day, oh Jesus, do you remember? Back in the day when I fucking, Zimbabwe was fucking Rhodesia and it was run by whites. Oh, them's were the days. I mean, I don't know what they're trying to say here. Like, oh, why is he always mentally ill? Because it reeks of mental illness. No one fucking just goes and murders people out of nowhere. Unless he's just been conditioned and brought up to think like, you know, like apparently, what did he say? Like, he was giving off the black people as he was shooting, saying like, oh, you raped our women and blah blah and whatever. And you're like, well, like, the white dudes didn't rape the shit out of fucking most people in Africa. You know? In fact, when did rape even come about? When was it like dudes just fucking whoever they wanted, and then all of a sudden someone went, that's rape now, I'm afraid. And they're like, what? This is just the way I do sex to people. Which is whenever I want, however I want. What are you gonna do about it? Anyway, that was a fairly grim thought. I really wanted to end on something good here. You know, what else are they complaining to? Blacks being thugs. Don't know. But I mean, that's... They always talk about like those problems being like a socio-economic problem rather than a race problem. It just happens that a lot of them are black. And then you can follow that chain back to, yeah, but they're poor because of fucking segregation. No one would let them work and... They're second class citizens and all that shit. And yeah, I suppose you're right. But when you grow up in a fucking dump and everyone's selling drugs and killing each other, guess what? You're probably gonna fucking sell drugs and kill people. You know? You grow up, all your mates listen to fucking Limp Bizkit, guess what? Next minute you're wearing a fucking Limp Bizkit t-shirt and a red hat. That's just the way things go. You know, Muslims out kill and you know, you say Muslim, it's those jihadist cunts that are out killing people. That's insane when someone's like, oh yeah, according to this Bible or whatever, or Quran or whatever it is, I have to kill you, and then I die, and then I go to fucking Muslim heaven. They're all forms of just mental illness to me. You know, if you can read a book and be like, oh, well, I'm going to have to go kill people. In fact, anyone that has the ability to kill someone else has something wrong with them. If I killed someone, I would feel horrendous and then probably kill myself. You know? Although he does look... I mean, you could just look at that guy and go, oh, he's got a bowl cut and he looks like a root. So, more than likely... mentally ill. Shot them with a gun that he got for his birthday. Happy birthday to you. Bang, bang. What's his name? Roof? What's his fucking name? What's his name? Give me his fucking name. Why is his name not in the whole bastard thing? Oh my god, shut up. Let's just go, is it Dylan or something? Yeah, Dylan Roof, what a stupid name. Look at the shape of this cunt. I mean, all you have to do is Google him to be like, yeah, if if he's not the guy that's out shooting fucking people for no reason, I don't know who he is. Look at him, smiling away. Yeah, you just kill him. What's the point? What are you going to do, keep him alive? Oh, this is the guy that fucking randomly shoots people in a church. Yeah, alright, man. You know, I'm not a big fucking fan of religion or murder. However, there has to be a level of, like, you can't go in to a place where people should feel 100% safe and kill them. Then again... you know, you can't get a job in the place where everyone should feel safe and then make their children suck your dick. Hashtag Catholic Church. Yeah, fuck it. Just burn them all to the ground. Who needs it? Oh, what's that? Oh, yeah, that was a Columbine, people. Ooh, God. Why did I click on this? Right, I need to fucking just wise up. Right, I'm gonna have to end this on a Bieber song, am I? That's just too much doom and gloom, isn't it? We're at 58 minutes. Oh, I have to go and pack more shit in the boxes here. There's my bloody phone away, for fuck's sake. I apologise for getting so dark at the end there, guys. I'm gonna go pack, and then I'm gonna go to... Glastonbury on early Wednesday morning, and I'll be back the Sunday or the Monday, so I'll let you fucking know what the crack is, and I'll do a podcast after that. Isn't that fun? Enjoy Bieber, guys. Tell me, where are you now that I need you? Where are you now? Where are you now? Where are you now? Couldn't find you anywhere. When you broke down, I didn't leave you. I was by your side. So where are you now that I need you? Where are you now that I need you? On a serious note, go to Lavery's on the 1st of July. It's Mickey Bartlett's Edinburgh preview show, and I'll speak to you next time post Glastonbury. All the best now. Enjoy the weather. It's a lovely day. Go fuck yourselves. Thanks.